Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to episode 19, season 6 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson. What's going on, man?
Buddy, it's the greatest day of my goddamn life.
Today is?
No, I just mean coming up. Yeah, today.
Oh,
this is coming out Monday.
Right. We're recording Monday night, so. No, Sunday night.
We're recording Sunday night.
Right.
So it's going to come out Monday.
Coming out Monday. So technically, I got you. Okay.
It's game 5.
Yeah, and the Toronto Raptors are up 3-1.
Yeah,
NBA Finals.
Game 5, and we're ahead right now. In the finals.
Yeah.
In the NBA goddamn finals, Barry.
Where are we?
Don't you just feel like you're just going to wake up and we're still playing the goddamn Sixers? shit.
Joel Embiid's windmilling,
yeah.
Flying around my home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look how far we've come.
Broadcasting, as always, on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com. Shout out to Zarar. Was at the Raptors Republic party on Friday. Was awesome.
How's that?
Very good time. And we're fortunate we got in to the sold-out Raptors Republic party for Game 5.
Talking Raptors.
RaptorsRepublic.com. Drake, here's some money. What is this man going to pull out?
What are you doing for Game 5, Jersey?
What is this guy going to do out? Here's some extra change just to keep it interesting.
Yeah, get a costume.
Yeah.
get something good. Just the rubble of Oracle Arena on a shirt.
Just his private jet flying above it as it like disintegrates.
Yeah.
And the dynamite takes it down.
That's a mushroom cloud, and Drake's plane flies through it like a phoenix.
One, what's the one? It's the thing one.
Okay, we can win an NBA championship within the next 3 games.
Next goddamn game at home, Barry.
Tonight.
We're a better goddamn team. We're just a better team.
Yeah. During the last game when they didn't look good in the first quarter or first half, I was like, nah, it's whatever. We're fine. 6 points. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, the poise.
Yes. The calmness.
This needed to happen. This is how you win a championship. At every single guy, man. Solid.
Not smiling. That is.
Kawhi Leonard infected the entire goddamn team.
Does not feel like he infected. Because haven't you noticed since that Kawhi Leonard buzzer beater on the don't you feel calmer? Like, in
yeah,
I don't have the insane, like, it was like he cured Raptors anxiety.
Toronto,
like,
we don't have that anymore.
That was like the measles or smallpox.
Yeah,
well, not the measles anymore, I guess, but something, you know what I mean?
That was the vaccination.
Yeah. don't deny vaccination.
Yeah get your
all right. If you support Kawhi Leonard, he just cured all of us.
Get your shots.
That whole Bucks series, even when I was like, man, the Bucks are awesome, like, the, you know, but I was like, let's go play basketball.
Or we have Kawhi Leonard, man.
Yeah.
We have Kawhi Leonard and guys are stepping up.
Yes. Like, I'm fine to after each game not smile, you know?
Dude, I'm just loving Kendrick Perkins, just his love affair with the goddamn Toronto Raptors.
Big fan.
Bring it to the champs. They want the smoke. We do want the smoke, man. How are you whooping up this team and then go back and not even smiling?
At the other end of that, though, Golden State throwing those behind the back passes last game. I was like, all right, just relax here, guys.
That's what they do, though.
Just relax, guys. Well,
Danny Green threw a behind the back pass to Kyle as well.
I don't know. They did two while trailing. They do two chuck like.
But that's how they. That's why they're gonna fucking lose tomorrow, Barry. I mean today. God damn it, today. I mean today.
Yeah, no. No one's believing that this is
live,
right?
Yeah, you guys should know better, dude.
What it?
Have we have Marc Gasol.
Yeah, he's so good.
We have Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
Danny Green is playing like Danny Green a little bit, and Kyle goddamn Lowry,
number seven.
How can you not
put it in the rafters?
Every single guy on this team is a lovable person, man.
Yes.
And all for, you know what I mean? For all, like.
All their own reasons. They're all snowflakes. All
yeah, exactly, dude. Every single player is a snowflake, but they force you to love them.
Oh, God, I'm madly in love, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Every single one of these guys, man.
And even when, you know, you thought, like, DeLon Wright leaving, really, that hurt me, you know?
Yeah, don't worry. He's going to get a ring.
I don't care anymore.
He's going to get a ring.
Sure.
He gets a ring.
Oh, does he?
What do you mean? He was on the team this year.
Well, there
he gets
go.
A ring. JV gets a ring.
Oh, that's nice.
CJ gets a ring.
Oh, by the way, CJ Miles, his wife on Twitter is awesome.
Goddamn hilarious.
She has been calling out.
Dumbass people.
Oh, so good. She called out Jeff Van Gundy for saying that Kyle Lowry was overreacting with the shove in game three.
Jeff Van Gundy said that?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I didn't see.
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, and then.
Dude, how insane is that?
That shove was nuts, man.
What kind of piece of shit?
I know.
I think they're going to force him to sell his share on the team, though.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Because he's not. He's. Oh, man.
Dude, what kind of shithead do you have to be? Like, you.
The funniest, it was great when it first happened because I was like, exactly thought that. I was like, look at this piece of shit who's clearly, obviously you knew he was doing well because he's sitting courtside in an NBA Finals game and he's dressed in khakis, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
And then.
He didn't come from goddamn Best Buy, we'll tell you that much, with those khakis on.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't come from Staples, okay?
Yeah, so I was like, oh, this guy's probably a piece of shit, just judging completely the book by the cover.
For sure,
you know?
Yeah.
And then it turns out, so I was already like, this guy's for sure an asshole. And
the eye test, it worked there.
Apparently, I read the book cover to cover because he was, he fucking nailed that thing. Because, and he's a billionaire owner. And I was like, just the
audacity of this man to push. Dude, he wasn't even near him.
No, the woman got drilled.
Yeah, decked.
And
do you think
fine.
That was his like.
Fine,
his,
got up.
His girl though?
No, because there was another person in between.
Yeah, that was untouched by it, and he leaned over and shoved Kyle. I don't understand how Jeff Van Gundy could say he overreacted at that.
Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson are not, that ABC crew is not good.
I enjoy them though, man.
I like
our crew better, like for, obviously, I don't know, man. I just like watching the Raptors with familiar voices.
Thing two.
Kevin Durant is supposed to, he's questionable as of the point we're recording this on Sunday night. He's questionable, which is good. I hope Kevin Durant comes back. I would have liked him to have been there for game one, and I would have liked Anunoby, not obviously, they're not on the same level, but I would have liked both teams to be completely healthy going into this.
Mm-hmm. So we can whoop their shit up and no
exactly.
one can say nothing and shut
no
the hell
excuses.
Up. Because this asterisk thing is bullshit, man. There's injuries every single goddamn year.
Exactly. They still have Klay Thompson besides Steph Curry and Andre Iguodala.
And Draymond Green.
And then Livingston is still really good.
No, the rest of them are bums. Fuck that team. We're winning.
Quinn right.
Cook? What the hell is a Quinn Cook going to do? No thanks, buddy. Raps in five.
If Kevin Durant comes back, can he win them a game?
No, his leg is broken, man. There's no way this guy's coming back. Like, apparently he practiced, but it was, like, very little. He was the first one off the floor, and apparently, like, the Warriors... This is someone reported this or tweeted this.
Right.
Should really do a better job looking that up, but...
Nah, we don't...
It doesn't matter. Someone
research
that knows what
thing.
They're doing said this.
No.
Yeah, they didn't practice very long, and he was off the floor way before the rest of the team was.
And there was another thing reported today on the score that said some of his teammates are kind of upset because they're like, why aren't you playing? Like,
Do you believe that shit, though?
I don't know if it's – all I'm saying is that's pretty funny if that's true because of the whole Kawhi Leonard, that's where he came from, right?
Yeah.
Was a
come on, bro.
Leg injury.
Quad can't be that bad.
Yeah, and like, why aren't you playing?
Tony Parker.
No, Kevin – they're doing it to Kevin Durant as –
they're fucking Kevin Durant's getting trashed up this whole thing. I feel bad, dude. God damn.
I think if
you think in some weird way they're hiding a goddamn Achilles tear for free agency or something.
Yeah, or he wants to prevent that,
right?
Because dude, can you blame him? Like,
no,
they're down 3-1.
Dude, it's exactly the same thing as Kawhi Leonard. You can't blame him. I'm not blaming Kevin Durant for any of this, dude. There's no way that dude is like can play and he's not playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Say what you want, like, but that dude will love injury. To come drop fucking buckets right. on the Raptors, bro.
Yeah.
In front of Drake. There's no fucking, you know what I mean? He loves to do that shit. He's hurt, man.
Totally agree.
Raps in five. Who gives a shit about your asterisks? Get out of here.
I think
there were an asterisk on yours last year. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah. Well, there was a really good tweet from, I don't know, someone a few days ago where it's like, you know, every time I started to feel bad for the Warriors and their injuries, I think at the time they beat LeBron and his second best player was Timothy Mozgov.
Kawhi's also not healthy. No one's talking about that.
Exactly. Kyle Lowry doesn't have a thumb.
He's wearing a goddamn oven mitt 24 hours a day.
Hasn't even mentioned it.
No. Just shows up with the oven mitt. Like, we're not going to ask questions. We see you, Kyle.
It's very discreet.
Yeah.
It's their old DeLon Wright oven mitts.
They cut his number right off. Just happened to fit with the thumb. Don't need these anymore.
Thing three.
So you're back. As we're recording this, there's some darkness.
There's actual nighttime, and it feels great.
You haven't seen this in 40, 72 hours?
Yeah. It's
been a while.
Yeah, I have not seen nighttime in 72 hours.
You were in Alaska?
I was in goddamn Fairbanks, Alaska.
Performing for military personnel?
What time?
How'd that go?
It was awesome, but terrifying at the same time.
What was it like being 24-hour daylight? Like,
dude, 24-hour daylight is... I'm ruined right now. I am so goddamn tired, it's unbelievable. Yeah, man, it's hard to sleep, and you don't know what time it is. Like, anyone can tell you it's 9 o'clock in the morning, or it could be fucking 4:30 a.m., you know what I mean? Like,
I'd like to try a summer of that, just to go for a couple months, just see what it would do to my brain.
I don't know, man. I have a tan. Do you understand that?
Yeah,
coming back from Alaska, I have a goddamn tan. And I'm so, like, disoriented. I have no idea what time it is, what's going on.
That's
I just know we're going to win a goddamn championship. That's what I do know.
It was warm there, he said. It was
22 degrees. And it's also not 22 degrees for them because a lady asked me in a convenience store.
Oh, right.
How am I enjoying it? I'm like, it's beautiful outside. It's 22 degrees. And she looked at me like,
no, like, yeah.
There's something wrong with me, man.
Right. Which, why not go to the metric?
I don't know.
Is always
the
question.
The only place left.
Well, they did hook you up, though.
Hell yeah, man. I'm not mad at that. I didn't miss that game.
You did not miss the game.
No.
What, they put together a projector?
A projector. So I was supposed to I performed because of the time difference. My show started like literally 15 minutes after the game. So I was like, can I go to the bar and watch early? And they set up a projector and I had the whole bar to myself.
Amazing.
Until doors opened. And then people came, but I literally sat front row center. There's a picture online, and I just didn't look at anybody until the game ended.
So you got you saw the whole thing?
I saw the whole game, except for the last 3 seconds when they decided to do a raffle. And decided to make me pick the goddamn raffle when everyone knew the whole reason was I'm the one from Canada that wants to watch the Toronto Raptors.
And the men.
Hey, you want to pick this out? It's our guest of honor. I'm like, bro, if you don't get the fuck out of my face. Great people there, though.
Maybe he was a Warriors fan, right?
He was not. No one gives a shit about basketball up there.
Okay.
I mean, a couple people did.
So it was a good experience overall, though?
It was an amazing time.
Okay.
For sure.
Because we've
It's just you're I would legit was the only person from Canada on an American military base. So
any
that's
other
insane.
Raptor fans?
There was a couple. Like there were a couple guys rooting for it, but no one really like
right.
were fans, I would say.
Did you see any other Raptor paraphernalia anywhere? You had your Raptors
hat? No, hell no. I didn't see no Raptors. No one. It's not. It's like they just don't care. They're obviously it's because it's a military base, so everyone's from everywhere, right? So it's like I'm sure someone somewhere.
Yeah.
But most of them just listen to country music and do not, you know, watch hockey. When I went for a walk, I did see a kid dribbling a basketball. Okay. No net in sight, though. But I definitely did see a kid dribbling a basketball. I made note of that. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, no net, though.
You got so excited there. I thought you were going to say a kid in like a Kyle Lowry jersey or something.
No,
just
God,
dribbling
no.
a basketball. Was
but
that...
that's exactly what I needed to see. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's the hope.
That's the hope, sure. I was at the Raptors Republic party.
Yeah, you were in the goddamn
fun.
City, which...
Yeah, ton of fun. It's like, where do you watch the finals? And a lot of times...
By
you
your
and
damn
I said,
self, yeah.
Yeah, and it's watching you alone. You just got to, you know? Yeah. But this, so now I was at a bar for the first time and since the game 2 of the Milwaukee series.
Right. Going out in public.
Yeah. You know? And it was fun. Deal. Listen, it was a lot of fun because Zarrar was there. Buddy Tim was there. A bunch of Raptors public people. It was great. It was fun. But at the same time, at some points, I was just like, I can't talk to people right now. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta stare. There's just too many emotions going on in my head, and too many people around me.
It's frightening.
Too much, you know.
Dude, imagine being surrounded by soldiers just watching this game. It really has to be people that like have the exact same views as you have about basketball.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's really the only way you can watch it with other people.
Because I was actually talking to some people at the event about this, and the people I talked to, there were like four of them. Two of them were guys, knew exactly what I was talking about. Two of them that were girls said they were like that with TV shows, but not sports. Like the one girl said for like Game of Thrones.
Right.
Her boyfriend would like ask questions and she would just be like shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, which, you know, I have that. I don't say that, but I have that mentality sometimes when I'm, you know, I don't know. It's and then I'm like, maybe I'm the psychopath, you know?
No, man, you're not just, it's 24 goddamn years in the making.
Yeah.
And legit nothing but heartbreak before this. And we haven't done this yet. We're doing it, don't get me wrong, but we haven't done it. So that's the reason why you're like, please, just goddamn it, everyone shut the hell up. Let me just focus here. Yeah. Let me send good vibes.
Exactly. No distractions, basically.
Yeah.
No distractions.
Let me live with this.
Yeah. That being said, we're going to go watch the next game at the Raptors Republic party as well.
Yeah, we're bringing... I don't know what I'm
going to do.
I'm going to bring horse blinders and just put them on my head. It's not rude.
No, it's a really good idea, actually. They should have those, actually.
And I'll get the goddamn feed. Paul Jones in my ear. So I don't have to hear anybody.
That's a good idea. That'd be like a good like accessory to come in a case of beer is like your sports team's like blinders, like horse blinders, but then your sports team's logo on the blinders, you know? And that's when you're at a bar, you're just like, yo,
pop them
on.
It's
blinders time, all right?
Yeah.
Fucking Budweiser blinders.
Yeah, dude, there instead of the goddamn the siren that they got for hockey.
Yeah.
Basketball blinders.
Basketball blinders, yeah.
For a game you really want to watch.
if Molson or whoever doesn't jump on this, by the time the next season starts, we'll make Talking Raptors blinders.
Talking Raptors blinders. Do you have social anxiety? We got a product for you. 3 easy payments. Send a half ounce of weed, the first payment. 50 the second. You know what? Don't worry about the third. It's on. I'll take care of it.
We're going to forget by then.
Yeah. We got our blinders on. We're focused on the game.
Thing four.
Obviously, part of the one of the cool things about all this is seeing all the American media coverage.
America! Dude, one guy, like, they're, you know, from the very deep south, he was talking. He was like, when I said I was from Canada, he came and saw me later on. He's like, y'all's ball team's doing real good, huh? You got that you got the, what did he say? You got that Kawhi guy on there. Yeah, right. He's doing real good.
Well, it means he's reading about it then, I guess.
Yeah, he's seen it.
He is watching it. He's probably reading. I might think that's how you'd pronounce Kawhi if it was the first time I saw it.
Kawhi.
Kawhi.
Sure. That Kawhi fella's doing real good.
Yeah.
Yes, he is, sir. Thank you very much. You have a gun on your waist, so whatever you say. I'm not correcting you. Kawhi it is. I told everyone in Alaska, though, as many people as I can, that we're going to win a goddamn championship.
Yeah.
I told as many people that would listen.
Did anyone care?
Not really. That Kawhi guy did.
Do they like any sports or?
Hockey.
Just hockey. So is everyone watching
the actual like official sport of Alaska? You ready for this?
Broomball?
Are you ready for this?
All right.
Dog mushing.
Oh. Isn't that dog racing?
It's called dog mushing.
Oh, dog racing is like the track in Miami.
Yeah.
Right. Or not anymore, actually. They voted that out in the last...
they took out the dog racing?
The last election, yeah. Didn't quite get...
Don't they give those dogs cocaine or some shit and get them to run?
Well, they look like it. I don't know if that's... It sure looks like that's what's happening, but I don't know if that's real.
I think they got in trouble for giving dogs cocaine.
But it feels like everyone's... That is a basketball fan, or they're now realizing like, oh yeah, shit, it's a pretty amazing franchise.
It's not a city, yeah.
They've got an entire country behind them.
Yeah.
That one clip of Lowry on TNT watching the fans in Oracle after was that whole section or whatever, and he's just...
Dude, I didn't realize how big that was, obviously, because goddamn raffle started after...
Who won that raffle, by the way?
I don't know.
What was it for?
I don't know. He didn't make me read it. I just had to pick the thing, and he clearly knew. He's like, okay, I'll take this. And he walked over and read it out.
Well, it was great.
That was like 2,000 people.
Unbelievable. And even like the champ broke out at the Canadian Open, which was in Hamilton, at Hamilton Golf and Country Club.
There it is.
Which I caddied at in grade 7.
Young BT the caddy.
For about a month and a half,
reading the greens.
Yeah. No, God, no. Just carrying the bag that was twice the size of me. But Rory McIlroy threw on the Lowry jersey and said Raptors in 5 after he won the Canadian Open. And they
chanted, let's go Raptors.
And then Alexis on Fire are performing in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they broke out in a Let's Go Raptors chant to get Dallas to get the band back on stage because Dallas Green's a hardcore.
That's insane.
Raptors fan.
I did not know that happened.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's just
that nuance of fans that they knew in New York are like, yeah, okay, let's go. But maybe everywhere just wants Golden State to lose.
Well, I mean, I think it's like that gentleman on the base is like, everyone knows right now that Toronto's got the Raptors going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that Let's Go Raptors chant is a fucking great chant, you know? It's not as good as This Is Our House, which I don't know if it's still... Listen, they got one more game to get it to catch on.
This is our house. You idiots. Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, that's what they need to start off with. Anyway, just this, as valuable as the team winning, is just everyone... Is the franchise being put on display, I'd say. Which is also... It's the most valuable franchise...
In Canada
now. It's worth more than the Leafs.
Yeah, damn right. We're more than the Leafs.
That's fucking crazy.
Uh-huh.
That's insane.
Fix your goddamn coverage.
Insane.
Right? Fix your goddamn coverage.
Yeah.
Sports stations.
Like, is there ever...
What are we talking about anymore?
They have no excuse anymore. Like, the whole country is losing its mind right now.
Until the Leafs start winning. Which, who gives a shit? We're winning first.
Okay, but if the Leafs start winning, yeah. Or even just a Canadian team, I could see. But other than that...
Toronto's not getting all ramped up for Calgary winning the Stanley Cup, Barry.
That's true. Right. It is, yeah. They're their own team. It's very true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, I just want to be devil's advocate a little bit.
Yeah.
We've been across this country.
Yeah.
We know how much a lot of this country... hates Toronto.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
So it's, you know?
Yeah.
It's very nice to see that we're all coming together to support the Toronto Raptors as Canada's team. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm all for it, but I'm like, I do remember y'all shitting on Toronto a lot.
Yep. I couldn't agree more.
But you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
For our... soon to be championship basketball team.
Right.
Which you're welcome to share. Just don't talk ill just about the city ever again.
Remember next time when we're in Regina and we say we're from Toronto.
Yeah, don't fucking boo
me. Not to fucking boo us.
Yeah.
Okay?
Do that.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. However, it's got to be Canada all the time, okay? We all got to be Canada at all times.
It's like we're kind of, we're almost like Quebec right now. Je me souviens. You know, I remember. I remember, okay? And now I get it, Quebec. I get it.
Hey, mister, thing five.
This is the craziest story that no one's talking about.
Yeah, man. This is
by far.
This is getting buried on the goddamn.
In the NBA Finals, nobody, for some reason, talked about the fact that during game three, Leo Rowden could have been killed.
Almost died
from a light fixture that fell from the top of the arena.
Yeah. It
was DeMar, within inches of his head.
DeMar DeRozan's walking up there in the rafters unhooking shit.
What the fuck?
I'm the sacrificial lamb.
Leo's the sacrificial media offering. So, like, within inches of his fucking head.
Yeah.
This light fixture fell. He is clearly shaken, as anyone would be.
He handled it like a G a little bit, though.
He did. He absolutely.
He was on air.
He handled it better than I would have.
Nervous little chuckle.
Yeah. And then they're just like, oh, okay. And then they had the balls to raise the thing back up.
Yeah.
During the third quarter. So we had to sit there for the rest of the game and like, is this shit going to happen again?
Do you think they're taunting him on purpose?
If they are.
Leo Rowden.
If the Oracle staff are at that level, I think it's just, again, obviously the Oracle's falling apart and it's like.
Yeah, and Kawhi's going to take it down evening.
They showed it being taken back up to the
Raptors.
Dude, it's a metal fucking bear. Like, it would have killed him.
Yeah,
it
would have right through his whole head.
Like splatter.
Oh, yeah.
Like Matt Devlin and the three people around him.
Splash zone, buddy. Talk about the Splash Brothers, eh? Like Splash Head over here. Leo, Splash Head Rowdens.
They're the real Splash Brothers.
Do you know how insane that would be? Yeah, oh, my God. Do you know how insane that's going to be when we won a goddamn championship, but Leo Rowden's died from a light fixture.
What did you do? What do you do?
You build a statue for him outside. It sucks that that's how he got a statue, but you got to do it. And you got to put a light in the statue.
Or it's like shining on him?
Yeah, yeah, like a halo. Like,
yeah.
People think it's a halo. No, you got to look into how he died. He's no angel.
No one talked about it, though.
Maybe he shut it down.
No, because he tweeted. He was like, that was some scary shit.
Yeah, he actually said shit.
Yeah, which, dude, like, he would have.
He would have died.
Leo Rowden was almost killed during the game.
No one gives a shit.
No one could. Listen, it's game three. We can't.
I think just Kyle Lowry's mom tweeted back at him. He's like, oh, buddy, hope you're all right.
Somebody, like, anything.
She's like, Kyle would have taken that, and the light would have got called for a charge, buddy. Yeah. But it's just another thing, like the curses don't exist anymore. If
right.
The curse still existed, that would have gone through his head. Would have changed the broadcasting of the Toronto Raptors forever.
If that was the DeMar DeRozan Raptors, Leo Rowden is no more.
Yeah, the light's definitely hitting them.
Square.
He's maybe not killing him, but he's out of commission for a couple months. Might be back.
It would like hit him and like go through his head and then like into Devlin's balls. You know what I mean? Like square him.
Oh.
And then just be like.
I just think he would be so traumatized.
Yeah.
He's be like, I'm not coming back.
Dude, he's gone. He just saw.
Time for Rod Black to step in. The light hits Rod Black. He doesn't even flinch. The light bounces off his head. Well, you know.
Hey, Charles.
It's game five. I want to say hi to my buddy Charles. How you doing, Charles? Chuck? Yeah. Can you see me? I got a headache.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Thing seven? Not yet. No. Only six.
Twitter questions. Thanks to all who hit us up. Michael Van Oosteven. Fred's D against Steph has been very good. Why do you think he's had more success against Steph than most other players?
He just gets right up into him, man. He's relentless. And he's like He's like under him more than most guards, you know what I mean? It makes it uncomfortable for him to dribble. And doesn't give a shit about anything. Knock his tooth out. Break his face. He's coming back.
He's hungry.
He's hungry.
Peter, because you don't got the PBJ. Siakam stole his PBJ.
Yeah, man, on the pick and roll.
He's fucking pissed.
The pick and roll.
Martin S., where does the parade start and end in Toronto?
Man. Well, I guess, like we said, it's got to go all across Canada. MLSC is going to have to break out of that money to pay these guys an extra month.
They could do the cross-Canada highway.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right?
Coast to coast.
Yeah. J.A., what's the best Pascal moment so far?
Good God, I don't know.
Game one. That's some legendary shit.
Yeah, man. When you
that's
see
like
his,
burned in my mind.
When you shit. See, yeah, the graphic of him up there with like Shaq and
yeah, MJ
and Kobe.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shout out to that kid, dude. Good God. No matter what, we're good. That's the future right there.
Yeah, exactly. That is. That does like.
That's relieve. That's the future and the present.
Feels good.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. The Greek Geek. Is this real life? How did Nick manage to not get arrested at that base?
I'm not getting arrested in a goddamn army base. What do you mean? What kind of fucking... I'm not a criminal. I just like to drink.
Mike Lazon, where will you guys be between 12:30 and if we win? We're at the Raptors Republic party.
12:30? No, I'm naked on the streets if we win. What do you mean 12:30? Oh. I'm not going to be in a bar? I'm going to be on running somewhere.
Oh, right. It's after. Gotcha.
Naked.
I'm going to go around the city.
Young
sure.
Treat. You'll see me. I'll have my Talking Raptors blinders on.
Also ideal for streaking.
Also ideal. Yeah, man. Ideal. You don't feel the shame of people looking at you.
Yeah, no, it's a streaking. It's interesting that, ironically, it's a streaking accessory because you're supposed to be, you know, but these blinders help.
That's how it works.
Matt Stoko. Nick said in the premiere episode of season 6 he would drink as many beers as the Raptors won regular season games if we won the finals. 58 Heinekens are on the line tomorrow night. Matt Stoko, shout out to you.
You know what, Matt? I say a lot of things. Nick says a lot of things on this podcast. Well, I'll do it. If we win the goddamn champs, y'all smash 58 beers, no problem. Yeah, if we win a championship, dude, that gives you superhuman strength. I'll be able to flip a car.
58 beers. That's two fours and a 10 more. That's, you're fine.
What are we talking about? Add another 10 on.
Yeah. A Baker's 10.
Yeah.
All or Enterprise is his handle. A check StubHub and one pair of court sides are going for up to $100,000 each. If those tickets belong to the U2, would you sell them with the condition that you cannot buy other tickets? Yeah, I would.
What? I don't understand what's happening.
So we can sell it for $100,000, but you can't buy other tickets. So we're saying we're not going to go to the game for this $100,000.
You're selling them for $100,000?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm probably selling them for $100,000.
Probably, man.
Yeah, yeah. You got to look at it like when we win. We're going outside anyways.
Yeah.
I'm taking off my clothes. And I'm going outside.
Uh-huh.
So if I have $100,000 and the Raptors win the championship, that party is lasting.
Right.
Until October 31st when the season starts.
That's a lot of seed money for the blinders.
I'm starting with $0 and on game one of 2019-2020 season. Back to zero. Didn't you just get $100,000? Well, Raptors won the championship.
I'm on board with that then.
Tattoo the jersey on your body? That's actually insane. You tattoo the jersey, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Might be sick, man.
What jersey would you get?
The camo.
So it's also useful, yeah, in case you want to go out in the wild.
Absolutely.
Joseph Giordano, not so much a question as a statement, but when we win tomorrow, I think it solidifies Bianca and I naming our firstborn child Kawhi, regardless of gender.
Oh, shout out to that couple. We know that couple. Bianca hits up all the time. Yes, I mean, you guys have to name your goddamn kid Kawhi.
Yeah. Yeah, congrats, Joseph and Bianca and baby Kawhi.
And baby Kawhi.
That's great.
God bless your family. You also have to get the Raptors jersey tattooed on your body.
Yeah. And the baby when he's 16 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't get his license until he gets a Raptors jersey.
Jersey tattooed.
Tattooed. Both sides. Ali Kanji. What are your guys' thoughts on Kawhi's old trash talking zingers of Boardman Gets Paid and Bucket?
Boardman Gets Paid is the most gangster shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's pretty good. I'm a fan of everything.
Boardman Gets Paid.
Everything.
And just nope. Nope. Imagine you're trying to goddamn. You're trying to score on someone and you just keep saying nope. Nope. Yeah. Nope.
It's great.
Kawhi's a psychopath, eh? In the best way possible. Like, he's a goddamn lunatic.
He's very mentally strong. He's very mentally focused. Like,
do you think he's like a Larry David kind of guy? Like, you think he's like just, he knows how funny he's being?
He could be, yeah. Like, he's that smart.
Because he's,
sure.
He's, Kawhi Leonard's interviews are much must-watch TV now.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how how nuts is that?
It's true.
Where when we first got him, we were like, well, this is the most awkward shit I've ever seen in my entire goddamn life.
Right. And now it's.
And then a month, two in, you're like, yo, this is our weirdo. And then now you're like, this guy's a goddamn comedic genius.
Tom Wright tweeted, could you see Russia from where you were? Did you bang Sarah Palin like Glenn Rice did in college?
I did not bang Sarah Palin.
Okay.
But I did talk to a man about seeing Russia from... I didn't see personally see Russia, but definitely a soldier was talking to me. He's like, you see Russia on TV. I see Russia in real life. With my own eyes, I watch Russia.
Well, there it
is. So you can see it.
There it is.
Like they're watching them.
Okay. Nick, at DVD Collector. Shout out to the handle, Nick.
Shout out to that. God,
are we actually going to win the NBA Finals?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we are.
There it is. Athul J. Would Mark be considered a Hall of Famer after winning a ring? And what about Kyle? I personally think Mark would be a lock, to be honest. I agree with him about Marc Gasol. I think for sure he's in the Hall of Fame.
You got to put Kyle Lowry in that bad boy. If we win a finals, I have no idea what the goddamn guidelines are to make the...
Listen.
The Hall of Fame.
Well, I'll tell you what. He makes the Talking Raptors Hall of Fame.
He makes the Raptors Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no one's wearing number 7 again.
Never again. Yeah, that number's getting retired.
Yeah. That really was the beginning of the... Like at the end of the Bargnani.
Yeah, you know, he took, like, the number after like, this fool got out of here.
Yeah, okay.
Does anyone, what is happening with that man, by the way? Who? I'm just curious.
Andrea Bargnani.
Yeah, what's he up to?
He must be, I don't think he's playing at all. Hold on, let's Google that. Because
he
right
never
now.
Even liked to play. I'm pretty sure he admitted that one time. God.
He's not played since 2017.
There it is. So just think about how far we've come.
Yes.
Where that was the face of the franchise at one point. And is not even playing basketball anymore. And we're one win away from winning a goddamn championship.
Life is good, you know? Life is, dare I say, primo? Get out of here.
Hey.
Listen, send me down to Alaska or up to Alaska. I got it.
There it is.
I got it. And finally, this was actually from Blair Weston as well, but this was shortly after the win on... Friday night, Blair Weston tweeted at Talking Rapper, Raptors, pants off.
Pants off, man. They're coming. Yeah,
get ready. Everyone's anticipating this.
Pants are off. The shirt's following.
Listen.
We're getting ready.
There's a lot with you winning this title. Like
naked in cornrows, drinking 58 beers. But yeah, I got a lot of shit to do, man. It's all worth it, though.
What a time to be alive.
How do you feel? You feel good? You feel good?
Yeah. No, I do.
I feel good too, man. I really think, I don't know. It's just scary. It's just scary to say that. I really do feel like we're going to win the championship. But because Golden State is going to want to come back from that 3-1 thing too. Like, they know that this is like, hey, we can get rid of that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they're going to
avenge
come
that
blind.
Fucking thing. Yeah, but we're a better
Even
team.
If Durant's not playing, Curry and Claire are going to come out. Mm-hmm. Jacking shots.
Yeah.
So, well, the closeout game's always the hardest one, right?
That's, exactly.
I mean, that's...
At home, though, we got it.
Yeah.
Even if Freddie has to lose another tooth, we're going to goddamn do it.
Lose them all.
Lose all the teeth.
All right, well, don't know. Next podcast is going to be...
it's either going to be we're the champions of the world or we're still fighting for it.
Right.
Either way, man, it's it feels goddamn good.
Yeah.
Whew.
Okay. Let's go Raptors.
Let's go Raptors.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.